This is KUT News. The Austin City Council will talk about the possibility of implementing a 20% homestead property tax exemption today. It's something many of the newly elected council members promised on the campaign trail last year. KUT's Joy Diaz reports on what exactly a 20% homestead exemption would mean to homeowners.
Okay, homeowners, let's look at your property taxes as a whole. Imagine they are a pie. Now, in order to figure out what percentage of your taxes go where, let's use the pie as an illustration. I'm going to ask Dick Levine to cut the pie.
So I'm talking while I'm cutting?
You are talking while you're
Levine
cutting.
Is a fiscal analyst for Austin's left-leaning think tank, the Center for Public Policy Priorities. He sticks a knife into the pie.
Okay, it'll be a product. I'm going to make the school district half, because I'm not going to make 53%. Let's be.
First slice.
There we go.
It's actually a huge one, and it represents how more than half of all the money homeowners pay in property taxes goes to local schools.
Now, the other half of the pie gets sliced more or less into equal slices.
Levine cuts the second half in three pieces.
The city of Austin takes about 17% of the property taxes paid.
That would be one of those three pieces he just cut. If you're a math genius, please excuse how roughly we're treating these percentages. Okay, moving on. If council passed the 20% homestead exemption, what would that slice look like?
So when I hear 20%, to me that sounds like a lot. Can you cut 20% of this slice?
Okay, now that's not 20% of your whole tax bill. That's 20% of the part of your tax bill that goes to the city, and we said that part's about 17%. So I will cut 20% of this slice.
When Levine is done cutting, the slice is very small in relationship to the entire pie. In other words, a 20% tax exemption is really a small part of the overall property taxes homeowners pay. For a $300,000 home, it would be about a $300 annual exemption out of a roughly $6,000 tax bill. But how much would that exemption mean to the city's budget?
We did an analysis last year.
That's Ed Vaninu.
It's a little bit dated, but the numbers will be similar.
He's the city's deputy chief financial officer.
That 20% exemption would result in $36 million less tax revenue.
Meaning the city would have to come up with other revenue sources to make up the difference. There's talk about the possibility of taxing businesses at a higher rate, or it would have to look at making budget cuts. While council discusses the possibility of the exemption, Levine and Vaninu didn't want to waste any of their pie.
I'm enjoying my tax exemption.
A little coffee to go with the cheesecake? That would be delicious.
If council approves the exemption, the process promises to be fast. That way it can be implemented in time for next fiscal year. Joy Diaz, KUT News.